I'll call this meeting of the Genoa Township Trustees to order at 6:31 p.m. on December 20th. Roll call, please.
Mr. D'Antonio.
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt.
Present.
Would you please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Pat Myers, our fiscal officer, is absent today, so Donna Batten is standing in. Donna, could you give the fiscal report, please?
First item tonight on the agenda is your bank reconciliation. That is included in your packets this evening. I did not email it to you in advance. Currently, we sit at a bank balance of $19,093,459.58. Of that, our operating account is $7,717,488. Star Ohio has $63,196.71, with $11,450,787.27 in the Fifth Third investment portfolio. I'll have that in the trustee office for you to sign at the conclusion of the meeting. Our second and final item we have our zoning department medical insurance POs. We ran out for the year, so at this time I'm asking for a supplemental appropriation to move $14,000. $2,880 of that will come from workers' comp, and $11,120 of that will come from the operating supplies account. And once again, this is all for the zoning department.
We did something similar for the roads department last meeting.
Right. It was other than the dollar amount.
Yeah. So moved as presented by the fiscal office.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mr. D'Antonio.
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt.
Yes.
Okay. And along with that, I had to do a then and now purchase order to cover the remaining November, first week of expenses for December. That was $3,780.30. And then I'm asking for a super blanket certificate for $10,000 to get us through the rest of the month for the zoning medical expenses.
With 10 days yet to go, we need $10,000?
We pay in arrears. And yes, that one bill could wipe that completely out.
Is this related to the previous supplemental appropriations?
Yes, this is for the zoning department. It's to cover the what I needed to get us through November, and then the remaining amount to get us through.
But it doesn't reconcile to the $14,000.
It's just short. I did round numbers.
So moved as presented by the fiscal office.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. D'Antonio.
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt.
Yes.
That's all we have for the fiscal. Thank you.
I noticed that our outstanding payments is growing. But did Pat talk to you regarding the reporting of unclaimed funds?
Yes, I have been. I've whittled the 5 prior year, 1 current year. I'm down to 2 now. I'm in the process of working. One of them is with regards to some police training. I'm working with Deputy Chief Chivali on that one. He's helping me with that. The second one for the insurance, I'm working on Linda, so I'm hoping to have those rectified. Christopher Reynolds was reissued. There was some confusion with regards to what his check was for. McKesson spoke with them. They never received it.
Is that going to be a reissue then? Void,
yes.
Void. Both of those are going to void
both
and reissue.
Void and reissue. You'll notice on the checks that you guys will be, I'll ask you to sign this evening. Those are included in there. The OEO Energy Solution, that was a void. It just didn't get voided. Moving on down Turkey Hill, I've been in contact.
Well, I think anything in October is still, that doesn't warrant reporting as unclaimed funds, but probably September of 18 backwards.
Yeah, and I talked to Firefighter Hicks. He lost the check. He just didn't let
another reissue, void and reissue?
Void and reissue, yep.
Okay.
Yep. So we're down to two now.
Okay, good.
And it's my hopes that we get these cleared up so that I don't have to send them to unclaimed funds. Anything else for fiscal?
No. Anything, Carl?
Nope. Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay. Is there any state, county, or local public officials have any comment? Hearing none, we'll move to public comment. For this meeting, I'm temporarily suspending the three-minute limitation for public comment, so anybody can speak as long as they want to speak.
Frank, just a point of order. That was a resolution that was approved by the Board of Trustees, so in your position, if you so choose to make that determination, that's fine. I just want to be on record as saying that that was a motion that was made by the entire board, so, and approved.
Paul, can I temporarily suspend a resolution?
You have to make it pass another resolution or amend the resolution.
To reset, yeah, it would make a motion of reset.
I'll move to temporarily suspend the three-minute limitation for today's meeting. Is there a second?
Being it's a Christmas season, I will second it.
Thank you. Discussion? Roll call?
Mr. D'Antonio?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Anybody in public comment? Yes. Please state your name.
My name's Rod Ferguson. You need my address?
No.
6566 Charles Road. I'm sorry, he said yes.
Okay.
One of my neighbors has made contact with, I'm not totally sure who, so I don't have some of those details. I thought he would be here tonight to discuss, and I tried to contact him this afternoon, and he was not available. But I just wanted to bring to you both the a couple pictures, because there's some drainage issues that have come up that I'm not sure will be resolved, or I'm also not sure if they've been created by the work that's been done on South Old 3C Highway. And, you know, unless we bring it to your attention, you don't know about
right.
it. So that's my reason for this.
Good.
So if I could just give you guys
absolutely.
Some pictures.
Yes. Sure. Thank you.
Is it just one set?
Yeah,
I
okay.
That's all right.
I'll pass it down, Carl.
And if you have questions, I tried to kind of label it.
It looks like you got more than drainage problems.
It looks like you got flood.
But the pictures of the where the water's bubbling out, those pictures were taken within a month ago. I can't tell you the exact date, but the two that are at the end of Charles Road and 3C Highway,
mm-hmm.
the water from Charles Road just goes down and bubbles up out of those drains. It just doesn't handle it.
Let me interrupt for a second, Rod, to ask Bob. Bob, we fixed Charles and Paul Road last year, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so that's all the way from Old 3 backwards on both streets, correct?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead. Sorry.
And, I just also want to note that when that work was first done, I didn't really notice it. That's why I'm concerned with the work that's being done on Old 3C Highway being the cause of that. And then the other two pictures, one is of in between two houses, and there's water that's actually standing in between two houses. And then there's another one of kind of like a little pond in front of somebody's house. Those pictures were taken this afternoon before rain. So the water's not going anywhere.
Right.
So I just wanted to bring it to your attention. Thank you.
Thank you. Bob, any input, thoughts?
Yeah, the sewer that we put in was working fine before they started down there. It's coming down Charles Road, and it can't get out now down there because they're doing all the work down there. That's why it's bubbling out of the catch basins there at the inner street, because it's the pipe's fully charged and it can't get out of there.
So the water along O3C, where that is getting filled up, where would that normally go to? Would that go down towards Mount Royal?
It used to go to the pond at Mount Royal.
How much money did we spend on Charles and Paul Road, round numbers?
$100,000.
Rod, would you please give your contact information to Paul Wise, gentleman there? And Paul, I will ask you to please contact Delaware County Engineer's Office tomorrow and find out what their problem is. Because it's their project. Just FYI for everybody, in case you don't know, that construction project on South Old 3C is not Genoa Township Road. It is a Delaware County Road, and Delaware County Engineer is in charge of that. So find out when they're going to fix the problem. Tell them of the problem. Ask them when they're going to fix the problem. They've obviously got plenty of pipe down there and plenty of equipment. It probably just needs to be clean out a ditch and put a pipe in and get that water moving so that our $100,000 investment can function and not damage these people's property. Wait a minute, Bob.
If he can contact me after we get the county resolution done down there, maybe the yards have settled or something, I can come back and dress them up to get the puddles of water out of them.
Well, if there's any damage that's done to those yards, it should be Delaware County. It shouldn't be us. We've got a $100,000 investment that was working properly until somebody blocked the drainage. So I don't look at that as our... It's okay. Good. Now, if we want to, if we could do the work if we're going to get reimbursed for the work from the county, or we can just have the county fix their problem that caused it. But did you have something, Rod, that you wanted to say, something else you wanted to say?
Yeah. Rod Ferguson again. I just forgot to point out the one picture of the job site, we'll call it home base, along old Grace's place, that used to be a ditch. That where the water would just kind of go to it, and then it would travel on down towards that pond at Mount Royal. And, you know, that's just all just filled in with gravel. And so that one picture is also of this afternoon where there's a big, huge puddle in front of all that gravel. It just pulls. So,
like I said, the equipment's there. The materials are there, or they can get it. And they need to open up that ditch in order to get this water moving.
Bob, Mr. Ferguson, I mean, the other issue is, you know, it's 40, almost 50 degrees out right now. But if that gets cold and it freezes and you've got all that water going across the streets and the driveways, that's a safety issue. So I just saw where Mr. Bowserman was named county engineer of the state, or top county engineer. So let's make sure he earns that that title.
Okay.
At least in Genoa Township, right? Thanks.
And then, Paul, if you could report back to the trustees what the action plan with the time schedule is.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Okay, anybody else? Nobody? Okay. We'll move on to trustees' comments. Carl, do you have anything?
I think I'm good for tonight.
I have two issues. One is the, it's been on probably the last three agendas under my comments, Paul, what's the status of the drainage easement for Delaware County for South Old 3C?
County Engineer's Office three times in the last 2 weeks, and I haven't got an answer back for you.
Well, let's follow up on what Carl said, that we've got the number one county engineer in the state, so maybe it's time to make a phone call to that individual instead of others.
With the big guy involved now.
It's at least 2+ months since we've been waiting on this, and it should not take that long. Okay, the second one... I've gotten, Carl, I don't know if you've received emails, but I've received several, probably 2 to 3 times the number of email or contacts that caused us to change the trustees' meeting for the second meeting of the month from 6:30 p.m. to 9 o'clock a.m. on the second Thursday of each month, excuse me, third Thursday of each month. Oh, is it 8:30? Okay. 8:30, but it's the third meeting. My apologies. I was never in favor of moving it to that time to begin with. So
I'm not in favor of keeping
it now. So I'm going to go ahead and make a motion that the third trustees, the second meeting, which is the third Monday of each month, be rescheduled from the 8:30 start time back to a 6:30 p.m. start time. See if Christmas is still around.
I think the Grinch has moved in. I mean, we haven't even given this a try yet. I think the intent, and I think to your point, you were interested in changing up when we met, and so having another evening, I think, just continues to cause people who may not be able to maybe work evenings not to attend trustee meetings. We have other townships. We have the county commissioners that have all their meetings during the day. So I don't even think we've given this a try yet to see how it works, let alone going back to it simply, I mean, not simply based, but based on, you know, several emails that we've gotten. I don't even know how many of those people have attended meetings in the past. I know one has, but... So, no, I am not going to second the motion.
Okay, we'll just continue discussion then about the topic. Connie Goodman was the person who proposed this, and she said that three people had contacted her. So that was the primary basis. The other was that other townships are doing this. I've checked around. I'm not finding any townships or any municipalities that have changed it to a morning meeting.
I think Orange Township has their second meeting during the day, and as I said, the county commissioners, all of their meetings are during the day.
So county commissioners, though, run a $100 million budget, maybe $200 million budget. It's more of a full-time job, and they're getting paid $65,000 a year as compared to our part-time jobs. So I don't see they've got a much, much bigger operation that
I don't remember seeing anything in any of the emails discussing the operational component of this. It was more a convenience of people who traditionally come to the evening meetings, either not being able to or not wanting to come to the daytime meetings. So, and I think, you know, at least a couple of those people are here very often. We do record the meetings. One of my goals for next year is to try to establish more individual meetings with folks. And so I don't see the issue with the county commissioners being a valid issue relative to size of budget or size of operation. I think we're trying to do this to see if there are other people out there who are unable to make it during the evenings who want to come and are able to come during the day. I was at a town... county commissioners meeting on several occasions, and the room was packed, and the meeting started at, I believe, 9:30. So if people want to go to the meetings, they seem to be able to find a way to go.
Paul, could you do a survey for all of the surrounding townships as well as municipalities and villages and find out how frequently they meet And what time of day do they meet?
Okay.
Okay, hearing no second, the motion will fail. That's all that I have, trustees. You don't have anything, Carl?
The only thing I have is relative to getting public comment and feedback. There was an effort put forth by some of our employees to put a swing that you posted on Facebook, and it sounded like it's a parent-child swing. And, I mean, I was pleasantly surprised that we got probably, what, 8, 10, 12 positive comments about that. So there are positive things going on in the township that people are happy about.
Okay, thanks. Okay, we'll move to administration. Old business, Paul?
I defer to zoning because several of these items are actually a zoning issue, so I'm going to defer to Joe Comp here, or Joe Comp. Joe Schaefer.
Okay, do we want to talk about...
I'll get with my items after him.
All right, that'll be fine. Joe?
Good evening, trustees. First item I have for you is acknowledgement of resignations of Jill Rudler and Ryan Thompson from the Zoning Commission. Ms. Rudler submitted her resignation a couple weeks ago, informed me that she's just no longer to be able to commit the time that she thinks is necessary for the position, so she's reluctantly stepping down. And then Mr. Thompson informed me he's actually moving out of the township here in the near future. So unfortunately, we're losing two good members, but fortunately we are in the window in which we're accepting applications for new members. So if we're going to lose people, this is a good time of year to, I guess, have that happen.
I'm surprised that Jill is resigning because she was so intent on getting on to the Zoning Commission. Okay, I will move to accept the resignation of Zoning Commission members Jill Rudler and Ryan Thompson.
Second.
Discussion, roll call.
Mr. D'Antonio.
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt.
Yes.
Second item on the agenda is, as you know, we are unable to have the hearing for the Graces Place application, that CC case number 2018-04. This past Monday night, so we need to schedule a new hearing date for the continuation of that hearing. Mr. David Fisher, representing the applicant, is here this evening if there's any questions or if you wish for him to speak. I do know in their previous email correspondence we've had, Mr. Fisher's indicated that their preference is that the hearing be held in February. They have a lot of conflicts in the month of January, so they would prefer it be pushed back into February. So I have those dates for you. If you tell me sort of a week to look at or something, I can start to try to tell you which dates would work.
What, Dave, what, you were on vacation the early part of January, is that correct?
I traveled almost all of January this year.
Every day of the week?
Well, most times. I mean, I'm here right at the end of January.
Could you please?
David Fisher, 207 North 4th Street, Columbus, Ohio. We did file
in anticipation of last hearing, a pretty significant change, I think, in that we moved the category of the zoning to a conservation development standard, which had the effect of reducing significantly the density diversity request or divergence request, and continued to demonstrate that we're trying to do things to address comments I think you had at the last meeting about the driveway. Remember, you had an issue about the driveway connection.
I think that driveway situation was cleared up in November.
Okay, but we had to change our application accordingly, and we did. So. Happy to do whatever you want. My request is that we postpone until late January or February, but
so
clearly it's your discretion in terms of what you want to do. That's my request.
Date late January?
That week of the 28th. Let me take a look here for me.
Well, before we get to the. Okay. You said you're available. I'm worrying about availability of the Township Hall.
That week is actually really good. We can do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday.
I'm open any evening of the week at this point.
Reschedule zoning application 2018-004, also known as Grace's Place. We will reschedule the trustees' special meeting for zoning issue to January the 28th. Correct, right, Joe? 2019,
yep,
6:30 p.m.
And just point of clarification, it's 2018-04. I believe there's an extra zero in your script.
I only read what's on the paper.
I know.
What is it? I'm sorry.
201, the zoning case number 2018-04. Scheduled to January the 28th.
Second.
2019 at 6:30. We have a motion. We have a second.
Roll call, Mr. D'Antonio.
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt.
Yes.
Welcome.
That's all I have for the board this evening.
All right.
Now, you get to hear from me. Under administration, old business, last meeting we tabled the payment of the semi-annual payment to the Westerville City Schools until we clarified some issues and received more information. Trustee D'Antonio and I had a conference call with Pete Griggs, our attorney, about this issue, and another phone call was going to be made to Attorney Gillis from the Westerville City Schools. Unfortunately, our attorney hasn't heard back from Attorney Gillis. Pete did supply Trustee D'Antonio with a lot of information that I assumed was helpful, along with some more clarification from the auditor's office came in. I didn't know at this point, are you satisfied with what you've heard? I know you don't have the total amount that was going to be figured out from two attorneys, but
I've got answers to some of the questions, and we've got a certified copy. Evaluation amounts in the auditor's office, so the pieces are coming together. However, I cannot reconcile the calculation. So, did you advise the Westerville treasurer that we're investigating this?
So it's not a message,
right? So, we'll table this till the next meeting, and hopefully, Gillis or somebody is going to get back with a detailed explanation for the calculations. The basis for what they're doing, Carl, in short, in my opinion, does not reconcile, is not in agreement with the settlement agreement. Okay, that gets to the bottom line. And then I can't follow their mathematics. So my guess is Mr. Gillis might not be able to be following the mathematics either, since he hasn't gotten back, because if he was clear, I'm sure they're looking for 300 and
200
283,000. So if it was clear, I'm sure that they would have gotten back to us quickly.
So do you think we're overpaying or underpaying?
I think we're overpaying. And if I'm correct, then we will recalculate and go backwards and get recoupment from overpayment. This is being done the same way today as it has been being done.
So why is it now an issue?
Because I don't understand it.
Okay. All right.
And nobody can explain it to me.
Okay. So if a payment were to be made, which was due December 1st, how much do we owe in arrears to the school district? I mean, we're paying on money that had been owed them, correct? So it's not like we're up to date every month. We owe them a chunk of money, and every so often we make a payment towards that amount, but we still owe more. Is that correct?
And it's a variable amount that we pay every time because it's based upon the collections of the TIF. So at this point, until we receive clarification from our two attorneys, we don't have that what the total payback will be, but I know that we're far from paying back. I know this is only the third year that we are in payments to the school district, because the first five or more years were paid to the city of Westerville, and those were fixed payments.
So is there any, all right, so we're almost a month in arrears, I mean, as far as being late. Is there anything in the agreement that penalizes us if we are late with our payment?
No.
Okay.
No, there's not.
All right.
And for those of you who don't understand what we're talking about, Genoa Township entered into a settlement agreement with the City of Westerville and the Westerville School Districts regarding tax increment financing improvements that were done down in the Route 3 and Maxtown / Polaris area. That settlement dates back
to 1995.
To 1995. It was initially for 20 years, and then there was some controversy. It was subsequently decided that there was going to be a settlement and that there would be a new TIF that would happen, and that there would be payments going to the City of Westerville for certain improvements that they made in terms of infrastructure, and there was going to be certain payments made to the City of Westerville School District for, I'll use the phrase lost revenue. They didn't make any improvements. They just lost revenue because of TIFs. So in summary, that's it. If anybody's interested in the settlement agreement, they can contact Paul Wise to get that. Okay, so we'll table that to the next meeting in January. Well, let's not do it in the reorganization meeting. Let's do it in the second meeting of the month.
Okay.
Because our reorganization meeting is always long.
Mm-hmm. Under new business, we had a resignation notice from one of our firefighters. I'm asked the board to accept the resignation of firefighter paramedic Chris Reynolds from the fire department. He's been with us 13 years, and we hate to see him go, but he's moving on to bigger and better things.
I'll move to accept the resignation of firefighter paramedic Christopher Reynolds effective December 30th, 2018.
Second.
Discussion. Call the roll, please.
Mr. D'Antonio?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Next up is a purchase. The Township Police is part of the Delaware Tactical Unit, and we are going to request the purchase of a ballistic shield. The shield, it's intended to protect the police officer from potential gunfire or other assaults during entries on drug raids, barricades, or search warrants. We have currently three officers assigned part-time to the tactical unit, while the county is buying a total of six shields for the entire unit. They have have only asked us to pick up the cost of one shield for $2,900. Since the township has a drug seizure fund set up, this would be a perfect purchase under that fund for the $2,900. So I recommend this evening a purchase order to Falcon Global Supply in the amount of $2,900.
I'll move to accept the recommendation for discussion purposes.
I'll second the motion.
What's the balance, Paul, in the drug seizure fund, and how is that amount, how is that fund funded?
I believe Ms. Batten has that information at her fingertips, so I'll defer to her.
What was the second amount?
$4,236.42.
He's using the enforcement trust.
Okay.
So that would be the 42.
$69,000.
$69,000,
okay. Yeah, so he has plenty to cover.
How was that
unfunded, Paul?
From the Delaware County court system through fines.
Fines and seizure money,
yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
One second.
Who will own these shields?
We will own this shield, the one we're buying for $2,900.
And where will the shield be stored?
I assume at the police department or in the tactical unit at their access, wherever that access point would be.
Because reading Steve Gamble's December 12th memo, it says the county is buying six shields for the entire unit. I'm confused of why the county is buying the six shields for the entire unit, and then why they're looking for us, the only township in Delaware County that has a police department, to pay for one of those shields. When so then that shield will be used for all townships.
And ours.
So
I don't understand why they're buying six, but they're really not buying six.
Five. Sounds like
they're buying five and we're buying one is
well
actually
what's
they're buying six but not active.
I also need to clear up an inaccurate statement as well. That fund is not funded by fines. It is simply by seized, whether it's state or federal seizure items.
Right.
I'm sorry.
All right. Thanks.
Well, and one of the justifications could be since we do, as you pointed out, are the only township that has a police department, we would have the opportunity to use that shield simply because we have a police department to use it. If any other areas requiring it, township, they would rely on the county to get there. We would be here and would be able to get probably to it quicker. And it's ours.
If it's stored here. If it's stored at the tactical unit, which I'm assuming, I don't know, but I'm assuming that's where it's going to be stored, then we can't very well just go get it and bring
right.
it back.
No, I agree, yeah.
So
I think just have it stored here.
Yeah, I think we need some more answers to this before I'm ready to vote for this. So I'm going to withdraw the motion.
Well, I mean, is it an issue of where it's being stored? If it's an issue of where it's being stored, then we just have a motion that says that it's the Genoa Township Police Department's shield to be stored here. If it's an issue of do we really need it or not, then that's something else. But I think we can address your concern, and it's a valid concern. I'm not saying it isn't, as to where it's going to be stored.
Well, it appears, based on the memo, mm-hmm. and all I've got is the memo.
Right.
I don't have anything else. It appears that it isn't needed here. It's needed for the tactical unit. We don't have a separate, prior to this request by the tactical unit, we've not had a request to buy a shield. I'm not saying we don't need a shield. I'm not in that saying that at all. But I think that I need more information because it appears that it's for the tactical unit. It appears that it's going to be stored at the tactical unit in Delaware City. So I don't see the benefit to Genoa Township for $2,900. I see the benefit to the tactical unit, which covers all of Delaware County. I see that.
Well, there's probably no sense in me making a motion to move forward with it if you still have questions about it. So
that's why
I guess we're at a stalemate. I have no problem in spending drug seizure money to help law enforcement, whether it's in Genoa Township or at the county, if it's going to potentially benefit the residents and our own police department or any law enforcement. But if you have the questions, then let's hold off until the next meeting, and we'll bring it up for discussion. But I'm fine in purchasing it regardless.
Okay, so I think the way we're ending it is I withdrew the motion. Okay, next, Paul.
Next up, do you want to address this evening any of the goals? Review the 2018 or 2019 goals or defer to that until Connie's back?
Maybe we can at least, Carl, get the final status of the 2018 goals, and then
yeah.
We'll split the baby in half. We'll address the 2018 goals, and then we'll hold off for 2019 goals until early 2019. So. I know nobody's got these in front of them. I don't really want to read them, but I'll paraphrase them for everybody. Develop 2019 employee goals. That has been create forms that can be completed and submitted online. Leslie, were you working on that? Who is kind of leading that charge?
That was not on my list. However, I have been working on that. There's quite a few that have.
How many have been completed and how many to go?
I would have to kind of do an assessment.
Our application process is online now.
Yeah, there's a good number that I've been switching over, but I don't have a solid.
What I'd like to do is have either complete or incomplete, because in progress doesn't mean, you know, if we got one form on there, it's in progress. So I'm going to say let's revise that and call that one incomplete. We didn't accomplish our goal to get those done. Actively pursue all funding options, grants, donations, and shared cost options with other townships and municipalities. I know we've started it, but I don't think we've finished it, so I would give us an incomplete on that one.
Is that an ongoing? Is that potentially ongoing?
It says ongoing, which would be in process.
So I think we have made some strides there. So again, while it would be nice to be able to say yes, we've done it or we haven't, I think that's one where we've done it, but it's something that we're probably going to continue doing. I wouldn't.
You don't like incomplete on that one? You'd prefer ongoing or work in process?
Yeah, because I think it is.
All right. Let's go work in process on number three. Provide recommendations to update the zoning resolution and comprehensive plan. I don't know why we would be providing recommendations, but I think to ensure they are in sync with each other and that all sections are legally compliant, that's incomplete. We're not there yet on that one.
I think the recommendations were made. I think it's
still
with us.
I understand, but these are our trustee goals. These aren't departmental goals.
Okay.
And I really think that provide recommendations, we really didn't screen that very well. It should have been.
It's not done.
It's not done by us. know. It's in our bucket.
Okay.
When do we, Paul or Joe? Joe's gone.
Joe stepped out to give me something. So I apologize.
I can't remember when our next scheduled date is on that.
7th or 12th in January.
I think it is in January. But
January
I don't.
7th, 6:30. Trustee special zoning resolution, comp plan, first Monday in January.
Carl, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I just wanted to get it on my calendar in case I don't have it on my calendar.
Yep.
All right. Continue to work towards resolving the EMS reimbursement from Delaware County. I think that we're incomplete on that. Really, we need to really look at how we're phrasing these for 2019.
Right.
But I would mark us as incomplete. Speak up if you disagree with what I'm going to say.
No, I think you hit a key point, though. I mean, some of these are, they have a stopping point, and it's definitive, whether we did. So, just like that one, that's probably going to be an ongoing discussion. We've been continuing to discuss it, but it has not been resolved.
Right.
So if
we've got to work a little bit for our 19 goals, be a little bit more definitive.
Right, definitive measurable.
On that word, right. Yes. Improved communications, require minutes from boards, commissions, committees, be forwarded to trustees, posted to website within 10 hours. I think that we have improved on that.
Have improved.
But we're not complete. We're not getting them all. So that's an incomplete. Reduce annual operating costs, explore feasibility, transferring ownership of Big Walnut to Delaware County. About that, I know that you've reached out to the county a couple times, Paul, but they've not answered, so we have to mark that as incomplete, not because of our fault, but because of maybe when you talk to the county engineer about the drainage and the, what was the other issue? There's two issues.
Easement.
Maybe you can talk to him about the possible transfer ownership of Big Walnut Road. Hold initial meeting to discuss development plans, possible joint projects with the various surrounding villages and townships. I've got that as complete because you or Paul and or others, we've done that.
Yep.
Create a program to fund departmental special projects benefiting others, such as pizza with a cop, emergency bags for homeless. I haven't seen anything on that at all, so we'll mark that incomplete. Reduce annual operating expenses, increase the no-mow, reduce mow, that's mowing of grasses, perennial flower beds in parks by a minimum of 100%. I think we've accomplished that.
Yep.
And Bob is shaking his head, so he's the one who's monitoring that. And the reason we're doing that is to reduce the cost. We spend a lot of money on mowing grass to look pretty that people aren't actively using. To avoid litigation and improve compliance and consistency, require mandatory training for Board of Zoning Appeals and zoning members. That is complete. That was done. Continue and expand our branding, but not limited to Genoa Township's logo, mission statement, fonts, colors, email formats, etc. I got it as a complete, Leslie, but I don't know if that's a good one or not. So you've got to tell us.
I think that it's complete. The
right.
Brand standards document was published and distributed to staff and we've got the apparel, everything. So there's always going to be, finding old documents and things
okay.
that need turned over. But all in all, I'd say
all right,
accomplished.
We'll mark that one complete. Improve planning and forecast, financial forecasting. carry forward balance for all departments to create a rainy day fund, reserve balance. That's been around as long as I've been a trustee. That's incomplete. We keep talking about it, but we don't ever seem to be actually pull the trigger and do something about it. So mark that one incomplete. Improve planning and financial planning to determine future use of all assets, including land. I think we actually started on that in 16.
I think we've done that.
Well,
we've inventoried it. We know what we have. It's just you guys have never decided what we, you know.
Have we ever had a discussion about it?
I don't think you have.
Right. I would mark that one as incomplete, because if we've got the data, maybe we can. You can present the data to us in our second January meeting in 2019. That happened to be one of mine. I'm interested in knowing what our assets are, and if we don't have a plan for those assets, including vacant land, then we ought to get rid of it, is what I'm thinking. Now, if we've got a plan for it, that's one thing. But if we don't have a plan with a timetable, then it's just an asset that's sitting there that could be converted to dollars to be doing something else. So I'll label that one incomplete. I think that this was... Okay, I'm really not sure what this one means. Carl, maybe you can help. Update and publish a comprehensive tax analysis plan to determine how the service expectations of the township for residents can be achieved within specific known total township tax package. Somebody's got that labeled as complete.
I think what the intent behind that was to look at the entire, the residents, the taxpayers' entire tax package. So I think we've done that at least once or a couple times in newsletters where we have broken it down to say, in fact, I think we did it as a pie chart, and Frank, maybe you did that, to say that out of your total tax bill that you pay as a resident in Genoa Township, in Westerville School District, Big Walnut, Olentangy, here's the breakdown. So I think about 16% of the taxes for someone living in Westerville School District goes to the township. 70-some percent to the schools, and the balance going to county and other things. So I think that was the intent behind that, Frank, was just to help clarify that.
But it doesn't see. I remember that pie chart, that table, but it didn't. To me, it says how it can be achieved within a specific known and total township tax package. So to me, it's kind of, I don't know if this is cutting in and out or not. To me, it's kind of reading that it, how much can we afford in terms of services within our current tax structure, is kind of how I'm reading that second part.
Right. So within our current tax structure, so when you get your tax bill and you're paying $24,000 a year in taxes, that doesn't mean that's all going to Genoa Township. That's where the breakdown is. So the other component of that is when you look at the balance, the bank balance, and you see $19 million sitting in Genoa Township bank account, that doesn't mean we have $19 million that we can spend on everything and anything we want. That there is a breakdown of how of that $19 million, and the one, you know, between police, fire, roads, bridges, and then you have the general fund, which is the one that, you know, kind of that catch-all. So when you look at, here's the taxes that you're paying, and here's how that's broken down, here's the tax revenue coming to the township, and then here's how that's broken down, that hopefully will give the taxpayers a better idea of the money that they're paying, where it goes, and what they're getting for those tax dollars in Genoa Township.
Okay.
So that's why I think we have address that a couple completed. Different ways?
Yes, I would agree, but for our 2019 goals, which we're not talking about at the moment, I think that next step is after we've analyzed that 16% that of a person living in Westerville School District, 16% of their tax bill is going to Genoa. I think what we need to do is take that 16% and say X dollars slash 30% is going to fire, X dollars 25% is going to fire EMS, X dollars is going to the general revenue fund, X dollars.
I think we have done that to some extent.
Yeah, I think we have. I know a former trustee, Lewis, and I worked on something several years ago in which was presented, I believe, to you last year, and we kind of...
We tweaked it a little bit.
Yeah, but did we go that far to...
Lewis hasn't been around for 5 years.
No, she. We got the template, though, but then we updated it.
Yeah.
Okay. So. Well, that's a 19 issue.
Yeah, I think we continue to remind the taxpayers and especially remind ourselves how much taxes are being paid, where those tax dollars are going, and how they're being allocated in the township.
And just for everyone's information, if you search your property on the Delaware County Auditor's website, you have a breakdown. It'll show you every, and it shows your tax bill. So there's no guessing. There's no saying, oh, well, it's 13%. Well, what is that 13%? I don't remember my tax bill. It's escrowed or whatever. So as residents, everyone can go to the Delaware County Auditor's Office, search your address, and you'll be able to get a very clear breakdown of your taxes, what you pay, and who they go to. And if anybody has any questions or needs any help, please feel free to call the fiscal department. We can help you.
And we have various funds, various departments, which are, you know, the roads, fire, police, they are all funded with specific levies. What is not funded with a specific levy, but we do get revenue, is what we refer to as a general revenue fund. And a general revenue fund pays for administration. It pays for parks. We do not have a parks levy. So we don't, that maintaining, improving and maintaining our parks comes from our general revenue fund, unlike some other townships that have a specific fund that would be similar to police, fire, and roads, in which X dollars is going strictly for parks. We do not have that here. So that's why that general fund, if you look at our balances, that general fund is on a fast slope going south because it does not have a special allocation for like parks. Parks is probably one of our bigger consumers of that.
Of the general
one
fund?
One of the biggest consumers.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we're limited as well because you've got
the inside millage. That's right.
Yeah, so the general fund can't. And by the time the schools take everything, the county takes, unfortunately, the townships are the bottom of the barrel when it comes to the general fund. So,
number 17, we only have two more. Number 17 is review the issued technology assessment report and develop an action plan. I've got that listed as complete because we're transitioning to the Delaware County Information Technology Department. What, Paul, any update, any guesstimate on is the fiber optic line in?
It's I think nearly end of the engineering, and they're probably going to be running it soon. I'm holding their check, so there's a large check that they have as an incentive to finish this up. So.
Okay, so I've got that one as complete. Our last one is break ground on a new police station. Unfortunately, that's not going to happen in 2018. It'll happen in 19, but not 18.
Very good.
So if you would update those 2018 trustee goals, Paul, and please post those on the website. And then on our second meeting in January, we'll start to develop 2019 goals.
Yep. All right.
Okay. Anything else, Paul?
That's it.
Okay.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too. Okay, we'll go to roads, bridges, and buildings.
We got one item tonight is the dump truck lease we've been talking about. I got revised documents from them again. I did have to, we went out and got the snow plow and spin her off the truck that's been sitting out back for a little over a year now, broke down, and found out the plow is 22 years old, is no longer a viable plow. The metal is rusted in half, and the spinner does have a broken auger. So I went ahead and had the leasing company add in another $13,374 to the purchase of it on the new truck. And that's what's raised the payment up. If you notice on the documents, the payment is higher than it was before. I had Jake from the leasing company answer all the questions. I think Paul did send it to all the trustees, trying to get all the answers that trustees wanted. So I'm looking for guidance from the board of what to do next.
Well, this, I did receive some of the answers to the questions, but I see in our packet this evening that we have something dated December 18th, 2018 that never made it into the packet early. So this is just the first time that we're seeing this. But if I flip to Section 2. I had proposed a deletion. What the last response that I got on December 14th from the leasing company, with regard to language changes, we are reviewing them and will work to be as flexible as possible and edit them. We will revise them with the changes in language changes that get approved. Looking at this document that I'm just seeing for the first time, one of those suggested edits was not done, and we weren't not provided an explanation of why. So,
which one is that, Frank? Can you?
The
I have the one with your comments on it.
Yeah,
I believe.
If you look at Section 2, the obligator warranties, Item F should be deleted. And it is still in the December 18th version with no explanation as to why it's necessary or appropriate. That's just the first one that I cross-referenced. I don't know if there's others there or not, Carl.
I see. Okay.
But we don't have funds to in our appropriations for this year to execute this lease anyway, do we, Bob?
We do not, and we are not going to closing. Closing would be January 11th at the earliest.
Okay. Well, that gives us plenty of time then to address this during our reorganization meeting or a special meeting before whatever that date is. But myself personally, I need the answers to the questions rather than just a lease that ignores what the proposed revisions were or ask questions, and they just throw us another lease and say, here, sign it.
From what he told me, they made all the changes they could in the one that's dated the 18th.
Okay. So what happens if we don't agree?
I guess we're at a stalemate.
Well, we can make the changes and then just initial them and throw it to them.
Or that.
But we've got until January 11th, you said, correct?
That's the closing date that he told me today that they were shooting for.
Okay. So let's maybe you can schedule a conference call with the leasing company and myself and Paul.
Yep.
And maybe we can get this hammered out because the lease makes sense. We've agreed to that.
Mm-hmm.
but the terms that they want us, for instance, they're dictating what our insurance coverage is going to be. And I'm saying no. I asked the question. I don't have an answer from Paul. What is our insurance coverage? That's what we'll cover it based on our insurance coverage. We're not going to increase our insurance coverage just for them. We'll find another
lease. Whose vehicle is it? I mean, so if you have an accident, who is out the money? If the truck is totaled?
We are.
We are?
Yes.
Okay. We're responsible for taxes, maintenance, and insurance. We don't pay the taxes because we're tax exempt, but we're responsible for the maintenance and insurance.
Okay.
And if we've got $1 million and they want $2 million, and I can't remember if that's what they want. I really can't remember, but that's an example. I'm not going to be in favor of going $2 million. We'll find a different leasing company.
Okay.
Because that's just going to increase our cost
when
we don't feel it's necessary.
Okay.
Okay, so you guys try to get the leasing company, get a couple dates, a couple times, and we'll try to do a conference call, get it hammered out. And if we can't work with them, then we'll look for somebody else.
Okay.
Okay. Announcements. December 24th to 25th, the offices will be closed for Christmas. January 1, offices will be closed for New Year's Day. January 9th, the Parks Advisory Committee meets. The next trustee meeting will be January 3rd at 6:30. It's also known as our reorganization meeting. We do a lot of mundane stuff in our reorganization meeting. Anything else, Carl?
No, I'm good.
Okay, I'll move to go into executive session to continue the 2018 evaluation of employees and the 2019 compensation for Genoa employees, and number two, to prepare for review negotiations with the two police unions and the one fire EMS union regarding terms and conditions of employment.
Second.
Discussion. Call the roll, please.
Mr. D'Antonio.
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt.
Yes.
Okay, we're moving into executive session then at, 7:39 p.m. I move to come out of executive session at 9:30 p.m.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Gephardt.
Yes.
Mr. D'Antonio.
Yes. I'll move to adjourn the meeting at 9:31. Second, please.
Second.
Mr. Gephardt.
Yes.
Mr. D'Antonio.
Yes. Meeting is adjourned at 9:31 p.m.